This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and a big story for Olympic Dam in the advertiser, as they've said that BHP won't be going ahead with the expansion of the mine. To have a chat about this, I'm joined by CEO of the South Australian Chamber of Mines and Energy, Rebecca Noel. How are you this morning, Rebecca?
Yeah, well, thank you, Jordan. And you?
Not too bad, thanks. So can you tell me a bit about the situation on with the lack of expanding the mine?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as your listeners would know, BHP are managing a generational asset, which will always involve studies. And one of those studies has been a brownfield study into the southern mining area. This has been ongoing for some time. They have currently drilled over 400 kilometres of underground to really look more deeply at the ore body. As we know, ore bodies in South Australia sit well below the surface. Now, this underground drilling has highlighted that the ore body is more complex than originally anticipated and not suited to the extraction method that they were originally looking at. So hence they've made a decision not to move forward with this particular expansion project. But it is a study. There will be other studies. It doesn't mean that the resource is diminished. There is a fantastic resource out there, and I'm quite sure that they'll continue to look at it.
Of course, this isn't the first time that BHP have decided to not go ahead with an expansion. How does this one compare to the last?
Well, it's also important to note, yes, this is the second time that they've decided not to proceed with an announcement, but it is in line with how a mining company would manage an asset of this magnitude. But it's also really important for your listeners to know that this in no way diminishes BHP's significant investment in the community and its commitment to South Australia. They're undertaking a third phase drilling at Oak Dam West, which is a very exciting discovery, and that's now moving to a resource definition phase of its drilling. Importantly, they're about to inject $500 million, a massive investment, into the smelter upgrade at OD, which will inject 1,500 jobs into the community. And of course, there's the airport upgrade, which is a further $130 million. So there's been a lot in the news about federal government putting $100 million into the Strzelecki track, or here in our own backyard, BHP are investing over $100 million into the airstrip. So BHP are really focused on this asset. They're focused on South Australia, and they're focused on Olympic Dam. And they really are committed to both.
Of course, the state government gave the expansion for OD the major project status. The assumption that it would go ahead from that point of view?
There may have been an assumption from government, but government know too just what a long lead time mining projects are, and the economics do need to stack up. So as with all studies, there's gates that you go through, and there is always an evaluation before you go through the next gate. And in this case, their evaluation is that the ore body is more complex than they thought, and that they've made a decision not to proceed with it in its current form. I've no doubt they will be continuing to look at expansion.
And I guess as far as confidence in mining goes, the South Australian government has always been a big supporter of mining, and they've also launched an energy and mining strategy, which they predict will create a lot of jobs in the sector. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, we welcome the release of their energy and mining strategy today. Of course, the resources sector is one of the sectors that will underpin the current government's growth state agenda of achieving a 3% growth target for South Australia. The resources sector know that they will be pivotal to that growth. We're particularly encouraged to see the focus on infrastructure investment, because that is what is needed, and including a concept that we have been raising with the government for quite some time now about the need for infrastructure corridors to unlock what we tend to refer to as stranded assets, or where we know there's a resource but we can't actually get to the resource because we can't get it to market for want of infrastructure. So we're really thrilled to see this focus on infrastructure. There's a focus on and a commitment to sourcing water supplies to further unlock mining resources, and of course the sealing of the Strez. So there's some announcements in there that we've already heard before, but we're actually quite delighted by the release today. Of course, the challenge ahead will be to strategically focus these activities in a manner that generates economic growth for South Australia at the scale envisaged by the state government. So this will really mean that the government has a central role to play in creating the conditions to encourage investment. Rather than being a follower, it needs to be very much central to that conversation.
All right. Well, Rebecca, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
As Rebecca Knoll, the CEO of South Australian Chamber of Mines and Energy on your Classic It's Breakfast.